And our guest in the cafe this morning is Laurie Cope with the court-appointed special advocates of Hunt County, CASA. Laurie, good morning.
Good morning.
So Laurie sent me an article to look at. This is out of the Austin American-Statesman, and it's actually an opinion piece by a lady named Vicki Spriggs, who I gather is with CASA in Travis County. Laurie?
She's actually the CEO of Texas CASA.
Oh, okay. So she's probably headquartered in Austin, but
yes,
is the top official then of CASA,
yes,
in Texas. And she's concerned about the fact that coming up at the end of the month is the end of the protection for people who are renters. And there's been a temporary eviction moratorium that's been in effect for quite some time because of the coronavirus situation. But that's ending at the end of December. And she's concerned about the sort of domino effect that that will have on a lot of kids, and that they'll end up in foster care. And so are you seeing some things that would give you that concern as well in Hunt County?
Well, I mean, we know that, you know, homelessness, you know, is just the lack of stable housing and the effects that has on families and specifically on children. And here in Hunt County, I would say that some of our situations currently are families that homelessness is a factor in what's happening, that their children have been removed. So when there's more of that, then we will see an increase of children entering the foster care system, mainly because of, you know, that the family doesn't have a home. But with that are those added risk factors, you know, when families don't have that roof over their head and the stability, you know, there's elements introduced to that family that just do not keep those children safe.
Mm-hmm. She mentions mental health issues, substance abuse, and things that result from problems with not being able to maintain your home. So those obviously would have an effect on the children. Well, she recommends some particular things that are needed.
Right. So there's a Texas Eviction Diversion Program, which also offers a moratorium on, you know, eviction of families. And so, you know, CASA as a whole supports that temporary eviction moratorium. And so, you know, people can go online and search for Texas Eviction Diversion Program and just show support of that for our legislature to continue that, so that these families, due to the pandemic, who just, you know, they don't have money to pay the rent, so that they can remain with a roof over their head.
We're talking with Laurie Cope, and Laurie is the director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates who look after children in foster care. How many cases is CASA now working on?
You know, we're our numbers are down, and that lends us to worry, because we know abuse just didn't stop because of the pandemic. But what we're seeing is, you know, that maybe the children are not in the public's eye as often as they would have been, or maybe the families are more transient. So maybe when an allegation is reported, the CPS investigators can't find that family. But as of, you know, we're right around the 150 mark, where this time last year it was around 180. Mm-hmm. And then year to date, we're serving about 265, where last year at this time we had already served 348 children.
Well, to transition to some other things, I was looking at your Facebook page, and it looks like you've been pretty well supported by various organizations as far as providing Christmas gifts that the children in foster care will receive through their CASA volunteer.
Yes, boy, if you ever need to be uplifted this time of year, every year we have the Christmas Wish List Project, so that every child that we serve in foster care has made out a wish list. And then we get a sponsor for that list. And so they go out and purchase these things and then bring them to the CASA office. And then that CASA volunteer takes that to the child. And so even just recently, we had a group of young ladies from the Responsible Lions Initiative bring by the gifts that they had purchased for our children. That's from the A&M Commerce Group. And so, we're just blessed. It's incredible to see. We were a little worried with the pandemic. Would we have enough sponsors for all of our children's list? And did we ever? I mean, it was just like nothing was going on. It was like there wasn't a pandemic at all. We just saw so many sponsors reach out and say, give me a list or two or three or more. And so we, all of our children, will have a great Christmas because of these sponsors.
And the group that you just mentioned a moment ago, those are A&M Commerce athletes.
Yes.
Who made some donations for Christmas gifts for the kids in CASA. Well, we're pretty much out of time, but I see also on Facebook that you all are going to have a cornhole tournament Saturday, February 27th in Wolf City. No doubt we will meet again and we'll visit again before that time, so we'll talk more about it, but just put that on your calendar for February 27th, I guess.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and we'll be looking forward to that. All right, Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Lori Cope is the director of CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, Flint County. Add your start of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.